Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Scene was a long way from Rio now, and the situation more ugly than anything I'd encountered in that city of lights and lovely women. In a river teeming with piranhas, the tiny fish with the razor-sharp teeth and appetites for human flesh, the faithful Angelo was being carried downstream. I couldn't plunge into his aid because there was an open wound in my arm that would almost certainly bring the deadly piranhas swarming. I closed my eyes briefly, praying that he might clutch the jagged bank somewhere. I opened them to see that brown arms were quickly hauling him from the water. I stumbled through the jungle to rejoin him. Angelo, old chap.
Have no fear, Senor Carson. I am untouched.
Thank heaven for that.
The piranhas made not one solitary ripple. But with the open wound of your arm dipped into the water, oh, that would indeed have been a signal for a hungry swarm. But my rescuers, they vanished.
Who were they?
Natives of the locality, in whose veins flows much the same blood as mine.
Odd way to carry on.
Ah, senor, like the creatures that inhabit these wild places, the people are also strange.
I suppose this is the crowd that's been following us.
I saw no horse, senor, and I continue to insist that there was indeed such a beast among those pursuing us. I heard its call.
I just knew that horse would give me away.
Senor.
Hetty, you here?
Surprised, Bruce?
Am, trifle.
Oh, I thought I might throw you into a dead faint.
It was almost. Especially when Angela was in the river.
Oh, I had my boys haul him out.
Allow me to thank you.
Pleasure, Bruce. But your man Friday's not showing any signs of gratitude.
Huh? Angela, put away that gun.
Have I your assurance, Senor, that we are met with a friend?
So.
I'd come 1,000 miles through jungle to hear that staccato Carson talk. But boy, with the rivers full of man-eating fish, wild native tribes, and that snake they call the Bushmaster, this is scarcely the place for a home-loving gal.
Then, might I ask what you're doing here?
Bruce, back at Rio, I really should have explained what it means to be a FitzHenry.
How so?
Granddad FitzHenry had the reddish hair and the wildest blood. Migrated to the States from Killarney, or some place they sing about. Adventurous spirit. And I guess it'll take more than a couple of generations to die out. Oh, you know, this jungle just gets me. I love it. Oh, why the laugh, honey?
Rather unusual way for a bird painter to be carrying on, don't you think?
Oh, well, you're to blame for this escapade of mine.
I am?
Sure. When I phoned you that morning and you said that you were off on a bird-watching jaunt...
In fact, too.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not doubting you. But it put the notion into my head. Next, the old FitzHenry blood got boiling hot, and I decided to snoop along and then stage a sort of Stanley and Dr. Livingstone act. Though you haven't been doing much actual bird watching, Bruce.
True. Not as yet.
I ought to know. I pride myself on being fairly athletic, but boy, have I been hard pressed to keep on your tail.
We have a certain spot to reach before we start operations.
I guess you're mad at me.
Oh, perish the thought.
Oh, yes, you are. I always seem to get men mad. I start off making a good impression, and then I'm darned if I don't go off the deep end and do a crazy thing like this. Well, anyway, whether you like it or not, you've got me tagging along.
Senor Carson.
What is it, Angela?
It is possible for me to speak to you alone, a matter of great urgency.
Well...
Oh, don't worry. I can take a hint. Besides, I want to instruct my head man to bring up the horses. I'll leave you to it.
Now, Angela.
Who is this one?
Senorita FitzHenry is a bird painter. Introduced to me by Roger Derville, chap I went to school with in England.
She's trustworthy?
No reason to doubt her.
It would be most unwise, Senor, if she were to learn of the true nature of our bird watching, and the bird we seek is of immense importance.
I realize that, old chap. Matter of fact, it's going to be a trifle awkward having her tagging along.
Then, might I suggest that we arrange for her to return before we reach Mama Rosa?
How so?
If these native companions of her were to decide that They were afraid to proceed any further distance, Senor.
So, good idea. Yes, but how to arrange?
Cruzeiros and other offerings.
Right. We'll see what you can do. You speak their lingo. Much and all, as I'd welcome the company of the scintillating Hetty, this is hardly the time. Hetty Fitzhenry. Even in the jungle, she still looked a slasher. But fella couldn't be gallant on this occasion. We were fast approaching Mama Rosa, the village where we believed we'd contact our first scientists and so get something on the secret of the death ray. Though it seemed strange that a thing that could shake the modern world could lie deep in these primitive forests. After we made camp that night, Angelo had something for my ear.
Ah, oh, senor, at last I find you free for a moment of the senorita.
So, Angelo, but what progress?
That rabble.
Rabble? They rescued you, old chap.
Only at the senorita's command. Understand well, they are the kind that would delight to see the piranhas tear the flesh from my bones.
From tone of voice, I take it no progress, eh?
Unfortunately not. They refuse to be drawn into speech on the matter. They remain silent upon the terms of their engagement. But they must be considerable.
Well, from what I gathered, Hetty has no money worries.
Senora, I do not care greatly for her, if I may be excused for making such a bold statement.
As I said, old chap, she's a painter of birds. Quite well known in the United States, I'm told.
And we continue on towards Mama Rosa altogether?
Afraid so, old chap.
She comes from our tent now, senor. I will leave you to her.
What's gotten into Man Friday?
Oh, work to do, I suppose. Hammocks to sling, so on.
I don't think he likes me.
As if any male couldn't like you.
No, I think he must resent me tagging along. And I guess you must, underneath it all.
Underneath what?
That cool British calm. Don't you guys ever get head up?
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, listen to the way you say it. And always with a pipe stuck in your mouth. Oh, but isn't it crazy? Me out here in the Brazilian jungle stalking a man. Nothing like I imagined, though.
How so?
The jungle, I mean. I thought we'd be hearing lions and monkeys and elephants and the rest of the things you learn about in the movies.
Oh, this is the Brazilian jungle. Different matter.
So I'm discovering.
Few jaguars, good.
But you don't seem to hear much.
I believe there's a snake that snores.
Snores? Well, what do you know? Oh, but I love it. Makes me feel kind of savage.
You savage? Impossible.
Oh, let me warn you, Bruce Carson. There's a mighty primitive streak in this gal. And this is just the place where I'm liable to break out. Anyway, how far before we settle down to our bird watching?
Oh, inside 2 days. But we're planning on an early start in the morning.
Okay, I'll turn in. But I hope you don't snore.
How so?
Well, I might think you're one of those snoring snakes. And the way I am with a gun, your bird-watching days may well be over.
Well, then it seems I should stay awake. Anyway, Hetty, sleep tight.
Night.
As it turned out, I did stay awake. Most of that night and the next. Wondering what manner of man could live in this jungle fastness. A scientist? Became more and more difficult to believe that we hadn't been duped. And then there was Hetty. She was never far away, but that gave Angelo a chance to slip ahead and pry around for the village of Mama Rosa.
Bruce, honey, I just can't fight down the urge any longer.
Hmm? Oh, got your sketch pad out, eh?
Yeah, making a few notes. Though I'm so darned weary from all that walking in the steamy heat, I can hardly raise my head. The couple of times I managed to do so, I was well rewarded.
And, what's that supposed to be?
Honey, either you're no bird watcher or my drawing slipped to blazes.
Well, I'd say it was cockatoo.
Thanks, blue-backed. Lovely creature. But, Bruce, just what sort of birds are you hoping we might see further along the trail?
Oh, one never knows.
Sometimes, you know, I just wonder whether this really is a bird-watching expedition.
How'd you get that notion?
Oh, don't get me wrong. Just a silly Fitzhenry thought. Though I do hope I haven't gone to all this trouble for... And this is an appropriate term, I guess. A wild goose chase.
You never know. We might sight a reddish vulture.
Brother, before we're through, maybe you'll be thinking I'm one. Uh-oh.
What is it?
Man Friday again. Probably wants another tete-a-tete, so I'll just...
Oh, no, don't disturb yourself. Stay here.
Thanks, honey. But no. Sometimes I figure you two guys must be running a secret society.
Senor, it distresses me greatly to disturb you so openly of this...
Don't worry. Realize it must be very important.
Most, Senor. But a short distance ahead lies the lowly village that boasts the name Mama Rosa.
At last.
There is little cause for exultation, Senor.
Why is that?
The natives there are the most his kind.
I see.
And though it was only with bows and arrows they threatened me, I understand the peril of such weapons sufficiently well to keep at a distance.
What about our bird?
The man of science?
So, is he there?
I asked a number of questions in the best manner that I could handle the local tongue. Of course, I was told no such man lived there.
And don't tell me we've come...
Allow me to finish, Senor.
Sorry?
The protests were of such a nature that one is led to believe that something is being concealed in the village.
In other words, a man of science?
Si, Senor. That is what I believe.
Right. We're going to pay him a visit.
But the bows and the arrows...
Oh, faced worse.
Oh, Senor, those natives...
Realize your fears, but I've a certain idea how we can win him over. We'll go in a few moments. Perhaps we can get this whole thing over and done with without Senorita Fitzhenry knowing anything about it. So, there it was. We left Hetty busy sketching her birds. We were armed as we went forward. But that wasn't enough to overcome the Mama Rosa natives and to discover what lay in the village. And so came one of my biggest gambles in Operation Death Ray.